You know it's an interesting day when the half-Asian lawyer is sitting in the chair. Bill Richmond here, joined by Dave Landau, as we talk a little bit about what I'm sure a lot of you have already heard and seen about, which is a redux, a sequel, the son of big tech coming and putting that target on Steven's back, on the back of the show, on the back of everyone who's a fan of comedy, who's a fan of truth, who's a fan of taking truth to power. So we'll give you a little bit of an update. We're going to have a very short update episode here today. Steven is out fighting the fight, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. One of the first things I want to do, and Dave and I are most excited about this, is being able to say a big thank you, because of the things that most come to mind over the last 12 to 18 hours as we have seen YouTube and Twitter coordinate their attacks on Louder with Crowder and Steven and the show, is being thankful for the Mug Club. Thankful for every person who decided that they were going to support this show, this institution, what it stands for, and the message that we are getting out there every single day. This is a special message for you. This is a special way for us to give you an update and let you know what's going on as we work to be able to continue fighting and continue moving on. So as a quick update, so everyone knows, and for those who may not know, some of y'all might be furiously typing to figure out what you missed because you've been passed out since apparently 3 p.m. Central yesterday.
And I'd like to say real quick, guys for embracing me. It's awesome to be here, and it's not my fault. Most of you think it is. It's not. It's
no,
not.
No,
it's
you'll not. Notice, close, you'll notice close that close. Only one normal co-host is not here, and that's because Gerald's out back being beaten with a stick, and my mother is out there with bamboo chips pushing them under his nails right now.
It's about time, really.
I mean, if there was one thing we agreed with, you know, with big tech on, it was that Gerald needed punishment.
Yeah. And I also like to call him Jared, and I think that's important that we all do that as often as possible.
I just call him G-Mo, and he hates everything about it.
He hates it.
And then I drink his wine in front of him. Yeah,
Let's break into his store.
Just take it off. So here's where we're at right now as things stand. For those who aren't aware of what's happened, the channel has been demonetized. We're completely taken off for an entire week due to an undetailed, unspecified violation of the presidential election integrity policy at YouTube. Specifically, they've given no specifics. So there's not a time.
As usual. You know.
There's not a phrase. There's not any kind of detail other than we think you violated the policy in the second Nevada video, which if you're a Mug Clubber, you can still go and watch that video, the Nevada Mystery Deepens video from earlier in March. It was over a month ago, Dave, that this video came out.
It was, and I'm the one that did the Detroit one. And we went to the actual addresses. Everything that I put in my GPS brought us where we went, and where he went as well. What we found was real. That was completely authentic to the addresses that we were given.
So everything that we've looked up then, apparently something has happened. Someone out there has gotten together, the folks at Twitter, the folks at YouTube, all working from home in Mountain View or Palo Alto or wherever it is that they may be as they hang out together, have decided that they're going to coordinate. Because as you'll remember, for those who are following us on Twitter, you'll know that Steven is under a Twitter ban right now.
Yep.
The fourth ban in 6 weeks, where an email has come to Steven and says, you have been banned for violations, specifically, :, nothing. We've talked about this.
It's serious.
Incredible. Not a single response from Twitter. In fact, the most recent one just a couple of days ago is one where we wrote to them again and reiterated, hey, you've been doing this. Your stated policies say that you are supposed to talk about what are the reasons, and you're supposed to enforce these guidelines fairly and equally. That's not our rules. Those are your rules, Twitter, and they haven't been followed.
Well, and that blank box is really just taunting at this point. I mean, when you look at it, there's nothing to take down. And then even with YouTube, it doesn't say what you can take down or even what you violated or what YouTube usually does, who's putting the strike on you.
I mean, it's like putting Biden in a Vidal Sassoon commercial. He just wants to smell it all.
He does.
It's crazy. It's a tease. But they know that there's nothing there. And they know that at this moment, under this administration, under this Congress, that the executive and legislative branches have been neutered in their ability to make sure that these companies just act fairly. Again, you can set the rules, big tech, but you've got to follow them. within reason and within the bounds of the Constitution, within the bounds of our law. And here they feel free to be able to do that, and we're seeing that currently today. So what does that also mean for Crowderbits? Well, Crowderbits, fortunately, is only demonetized. I don't know if we would ever have said something so ridiculous like just demonetized. But we are able to upload videos, and this is one of those moments where we have to be extremely, extremely thankful for the Mug Clubbers who are out there sharing these videos, who are out there watching their favorites, sending them by email, sharing them to other folks, putting them on their own Twitter accounts to be able to make sure that the messages are still getting out, the messages that Twitter and YouTube and Google and Facebook are not wanting. The action is going to continue to fight, and that's what's something that's really important. I see a lot of folks who are really thankful for example, some of the work that I'm doing, some of the work Quarter Black's doing, that Dave Landau's doing, nothing for Gerald. But
no.
All the work that's being doing, but it's Steven's spirit and willingness to put himself out there to be on the front lines that is what allowing this to happen, to be able to create the space that even allowed these creators who have been following in the wake of this kind of stuff to be able to have comedy, to be able to talk truth to a Biden administration, to a Pelosi, and frankly, to Republicans, some conservatives out there who have not taken the opportunities that they should have over the last 4 years to really do something about big tech. And it's shocking.
He's the only person who's doing conservative based satire ever. Like there's no one else who does it. And it's extremely important to have, because there's this idea of these like stuffy, humorless conservatives, and realistically, it's the new punk rock. It's completely counterculture. And if you don't believe me, look at everybody who's trying to control the narrative right now.
Yep.
This is frightening that all of big tech is trying to make you believe exactly what they want to think with no difference of opinion. Is that not what's going on? Because it feels like it.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, YouTube's stated policy is not, we need you to see evidence when you're talking about certain topics like COVID or the election. It's not that we need you to have certain authoritative sources. It's that if you even use the authoritative sources that they have approved, but your point about them is something that's counter to what YouTube has approved under the auspices of the Biden administration, you will be canceled. That's where we're at.
Then that means you can't speak truth to power, which is the antithesis of comedy. It shouldn't exist.
Oh, that's very true. You've hit the nail on the head. They're not interested in making a platform available for creators. They're not open to a platform that allows for certain types of topics. They are a publishing house that has decided through extensive, detailed editing rules and policy guidelines about what kind of content will go on, and they will watch that content like a hawk and decide, this comes in, this doesn't. If this person does it, it's okay, and if this person does, it isn't. And that's where we're at.
And you see it, too, amongst comics that, because, you know, I'm basically Hitler for taking the job and sitting in this chair, even though I was on Kumia's show for 3 years. And he's literally hit. No, I'm kidding. But it's kind of a terrifying thing, because you see everybody who's, I don't want to use the term brainwashed because it's almost cliche at this point, but you do see a lot of comics who just are going after any comic who has a belief that steers any way from the left.
Right.
And this is just an example of how well this is actually working for them.
I mean, half of me gets made fun of every single day, right? The white part. And now, finally, I do find it ironic. I mean, the number of emails I've gotten in the last week that are about like, hey, we'd really like you to join us for this panel about, you know, stopping Asian hate. I'm like, where were you 8 days ago,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, but all of a sudden.
But that's where the narrative is, right? I mean, the number of people who the hypocrisy that occurs, not just in big tech, but with the entire woke left, the progressives, the Democrats, not all of them, but so many of them who are supporting this, and even some Republicans who are willing to let this happen. An unnamed congressman that we were speaking with last night was talking about this, about the fight within Congress to even get conservatives to take action, because there's so much on the line. And the fracturing of that is what's allowed big tech to feel emboldened to do something. So as a wrap up on our update for where we are right now, Crowderbits has been demonetized. The main channel has been demonetized. The main channel is on a ban at least through Monday. And we won't be surprised if, like Twitter, some new fresh wave of hell comes after that. But we'll be ready to keep fighting. And we couldn't be doing it without every single one of you, every single Mug Clubber who has decided to support this channel, to support Steven. If you have anyone who's on the fence, who's interested in making sure that we can continue to do this work, we urge you to share the videos, whether it's public, whether it's a Mug Club video, let them see what's been going on, the kind of comedy, the kind of poignant commentary that we're putting out there. And even Dave, especially Dave.
Yes.
But, and okay, sometimes you're going to have to get Gerald too. He'll be back. He's we're not trying to kill him. It's just enough to, like, you know, make him feel punished. So as we move forward, we're going to be working to continue shows later this week and into next week. Mug Club will be getting additional content through this particular platform. We really appreciate that support. I can see you out there right now deciding what is the video you're going to share. Find your Crowder bits. Find them. Send out your sketches. Whether it's the polite racist, whether it's our funniest cartoons, whether it's the owns or the takedowns, whatever it may be, make sure that the world out there knows that these kind of videos, that this kind of comedy, that this kind of commentary isn't going to be silenced just because big tech, a few advertisers, and a crooked government decide that they just don't want to deal with the truth anymore.
And I'll be in Springfield, New Jersey this weekend if you want to see me at the Comedy Co. Hey. Just want to toss that in because I'm a dirty whore.
I'm definitely going there to heckle the shit out of you.
Please come.
No doubt.
Okay, indeed. Can I say Asian things back or will I get in trouble? Just white?
Oh, you can say any Asian thing, just not any of the copyrighted jokes that I have because I will.
Well, that's fair. DMCA I don't want to deal with the. I don't want to deal with the.
Oh, I've copyrighted questions. Every Asian joke possible. Either I have or my mom has. We got them all. So we'll be making sure to get you more updated as we go along. Please make sure to follow one of our only unrestricted channels at this very moment, which is Instagram. One of for our now. Mediums right now. Wow. For now.
For now.
Crowder Bits especially still up there. We are working to probably do some streaming off of Crowder Bits, and we will look forward to getting some of that. So keep an eye out. Encourage folks to subscribe there. If you're not already subscribed on Crowder Bits, make sure to do that and to share that and as you're sharing videos around. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate the support. Mug Club, thank you.